Blog Talk Radio.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming. I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RVD, I'm the whole Evan show. So if you step wrong in this profession, cause I lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard, you can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I stopped to McGinney's house. I raised hell inside City Hall. Michael Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming, we coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paid the cost. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the zebra. If the PD gets immunity or false alibi, I'ma stomp from a hole in them just to walk and try. My occupational destiny is the DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line.
We coming, we coming,
what?
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 We coming,
we coming,
we coming,
we coming,
we coming,
we coming,
we coming. We coming. We coming.
Money on that bank,
we coming.
You feel
we coming.
Hey, I got this reverie turn back, those blind to the fact. You think everything funny till you're shot in the head. Tim McKinney letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I acting and needing violence, you put me under the jail. Resist the rest of form of slavery, we living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy. We come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming. We coming.
We coming at you this evening. This is Al Porter, M-A-N, in the streets, chapter 5, verse 40. That man is an abbreviation, an acronym for music, activism, and news. For those who are online, looking at that number that says 646-478-0944, you can call in like the 216-804 number, 216-703 phone number, 216-860 phone number. I promise I'll get to you all. Wow, we coming. From Black House Sounds Presents, Sheriff Kilroy. As a matter of fact, I might get into that in just a little bit, but let me go down and let you know the three quick disclaimers for this show. I only have three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all messages that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Well, I'll do my best to listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, That's all right. Stay silent. You'll go back on hold. If something happens and you leave a conversation or something like that and you want to chime back in, you can always hang up and call back. Or if you haven't pressed the one key to get on, you can do that, and we'll do our best to get you back on. Now I'm going to start and give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, working our way to number 1. Number 10, Lady Hood Stars. Number 9, moving up, Eastside. You know, the Anatomy Nightclub on Saturdays are doing very well. Nice promotions job that he does. Number 8, Queen Nana, that black people. People still love that. Number 7, HJS Music. Number 6, Emax the Image. You know, he was the DJ at the Black House Sound Listening Party. More on that in just a moment. Number 5, moving up, Black Odyssey. Thousands of YouTube films, videos, and shows. Number 4, Suave Gotti, Suave Report, with I Am Jim Brown, In My Neighborhood, and more. Number 3, Black House Sound, CD Listening Party, Mr. Milligram Birth Party Combination, plus Thank You Jesus, CCR2 on YouTube, as well as CCR2, I Walk Like a Man, from The Sheriff. More in just a little while. Wow, number 2. Debut, strong debut, I can see why. Sheila E., The Time, they did a nice Prince tribute at the IX Center. I got a chance to, like, peep out how things were going, Facebook Live and all of that. And I appreciate Lady Sarge sharing that, as well as Dollar Bill from Urban Survival. I like that type of stuff. Number 1, a strong debut. The Black Shield stepped up. And when it came down to it, they had hip-hop, they had other people. I'll get more into that in just a little while. Before I go to the phone callers, I just want to say thank you. I'm going to throw out 2 shows at you real quick, just 2. It say that voiceofradio.com on Mondays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, you have Sheriff Kilroy, Larry G, Most Electrifying, for the main event. And then on Tuesdays, coming up like tomorrow, voiceofradio.com, Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. And then I ought to let people know some of the music that you'll be hearing tonight. You can also hear that music at shoutcast.com. Type in Hood Tunes Radio. Get our music that we play on our playlist 24 hours a day. With that being said, I'm going to be very quiet. Go to 216-804-216-804. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter.
All right. What's going on?
Oh, many things and so forth, and just finding out. I don't know why everybody's so up in the air over voting and whatever, but I don't know. These people are something else. That's all I know to say.
I hear
but
you.
Everybody
people
better
like...
learn something and vote their conscience.
That's deep. I thank you
for
that. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just keep up the good work. We're out here listening to you. So just keep it up. You're doing a good job. Thank you.
Hey, I'm doing my best. So I thank you. And if you hold a line, I'm sure you might hear a few things that you'll enjoy.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, no problem. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to make the attempt to do right now is at least get into, like, maybe something that came up, because it'll also lead into an announcement, so please forgive me. But sometimes I have these sign-up sheets and stuff like that, and people don't think that we're going to say anything on the radio. But there was a birthday party, but it was a birthday listening party for Cleveland Conscious Rap 2. And it was suggested by Mr. Milligram to have both of those together. Man in the Street was there. You had Indo Dub Sack, Suave Gotti, GMS, you had Sonya Ferguson, you had presidential candidate Reverend Pinkney Butts, manager, campaign manager, Steve LaParo, Lady Red, Ms. Diamond, Thank First Ladies Dynasty. Also, you had DJ Emax, of course, Hood Talk, Hood Tunes Radio, Mr. Milligram, Brother Ted, MC Derek. It was nice to have Joseph Motley Jr., and Mary in the house, Brother Art McCoy, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, held at the BBCI headquarters, and I can say that it was so nice to have the ladies there looking good as well. Now, Mr. Milligram wanted to spend his birthday with a listening party of Cleveland Conscious Rap 2. Hood Tunes' own Emacs, the Image, played the disc, has about 32 songs on it. He also had a listening party for Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy. Our listening party is the only one where a presidential candidate came by, and the music was so good that candidate Pinckney, manager Steve LaParo, MC Derek Man in the Street was out on the dance floor. I hope nobody filmed it. Then again, I think somebody did, so I know I'm in trouble. Because of DJ Emacs not believing how good my CD and the double disc Cleveland Conscious Rap 2 sounded, he had a special Sunday night program. It was a special Sunday night show last night. We played our music such as I Ain't Listening, You'll Still Die, We Coming, Vote for Your Right, a.k.a. Mayor Annette M. Blackwell, Maple Heights Election Song, and the classic Against the Grain R&B remix featuring Denise Monroe. We're just beginning. I also want to let people know that this Friday, October 21st, special 6:30 p.m. performance. Black House Sounds performs at the Hilton Garden Inn, Mayfield Village, Ohio. That's 700 Better Drive, I think Mayfield, Ohio, 44113. Now, here's the thing. Anybody coming through, you come to the door. It's $35 to get inside this 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. event. But we were specially requested to do the song, the hit single, Thank You, Jesus, which is a blessing from the Creator. And I just want to say that if you do things the right way, things open up. And I know there'll be other groups and other places and events that will definitely say, you know something, we're willing to pay for extra and great talent. So that's a blessing right there. I'm a witness to that. Before I go to the next phone call, I just want to say that any stories that I talk about might be on my page, so you can always Facebook Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And I can also say if you want to know anything about what's going on about Black on Black Crime Incorporated, you can check it out on blackonblackcleveland.com. With that being said, let's go down the road here and go to 216703. I think I better go down to 216703 and see what's going on. I want to also say I just thank people very much for tuning in. 216703, how you doing?
Excellent. What's going on, the sheriff?
Man, I'm just thanking the Creator for everything that is going on. Talk to me, brother.
Every day. You know, you have to thank the Creator for what? For the Lord I serve, it wouldn't be possible to come up with all the material that we salvaged through a good six to eight months of work, you know. And we really worked hard, and a lot of people was doing their thing, and we couldn't be discouraged, and we had to keep going. At times it was cold outside and it was real hot outside, and we were stuck behind a microphone for hours talking about we got to get it right. So I love CCR too, and for everyone that support Black House Sound, it's nothing but peace and love to them. For the ones that don't support us, it's peace and love to them as well, because through making this CD, it's been softening me up to understand that you have to forgive people to get blessed the way that you want to be blessed. So I'd rather forgive the ones that don't like me, and I hope to be forgave for the ones I harm. And so this is the way I'm starting to think because of CCR2. I also want to show love to Brother Milligren, Sister Nyjah, Suave, we can't forget about Bang and and the sheriff for helping with that whole collaboration, 32 song album. So I'm happy it's on the local side, but you know, at the same time, we did it. You know, we ain't sit around and complain and say, well, you know, we gotta have $20,000 to really make something really happen. We did it with what we had and what resources we had. And just like you just said before you even tapped me on the phone, miracles is happening to where people is interested in our music because we changed the tone of our music from 2 years ago. And I just want to say this and I'm going to go. If people study Black House Sound, you will see that for years we was always trying to come up with some music that can move people, but we always had the cursing in it or we wanted to always project how we feel, which we still do that on a lot of our songs. But the difference is now it's on a conscious scale, so where it's conscious like. And I just think that's amazing because I was not no Will Smith rapper. And for the record, Will Smith is one of the dopest rappers I ever heard because when I really listened to that guy, I mean, you got to be real cold to keep coming up with commercial tracks that you have all type of life liking your music. And I think that's amazing. That's all I have to say. Black House Sound, Joe Legacy, nothing but love. To the city of Cleveland, I'm out.
Yes, sir. And as you take a listen back on the line, man, since you ain't listened to all the people who told you what you shouldn't do, I know that shortly we're going to go into the track I Ain't Listening. Before I get to the 216-860 and the 216-209, if you'll give me about, time to at least give me about 2 minutes, because I want to first of all thank Ronnie B. and the 1008 Vision staff for the getaway business trip. Much respect for them on that. I also want to take the time to pull out the 8-foot step ladder, 8-foot only for my particular soapbox. And see, I want to first start off and say that it's an announcement that came through the Trump Victory Center Collinwood Debate Watch Party at 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite CL-2146 is the big suite, but once you go through, you'll go to CL-2156, and that's supposed to be this coming Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. during the debate. Second floor, just use the front entrance. Food, fun, and a focus group. Now, with that being said, Frederick Douglass, a personal hero, was the black man who broke down why I wasn't 3/5 human, as they tried to say back in the South coming up. And Martin Luther King was a personal hero. Both, a lot of people didn't realize, were conservatives. And when you look at things when the Democratic Party started, well, the Democratic Party wanted to, in the 1800s, this is fact, they wanted the Ku Klux Klan, and they started the Ku Klux Klan because they really are the ones that wanted slavery to continue. Now, don't get fooled, because Abraham Lincoln, who was Republican, if he could have saved the Union without ending slavery, he would have. He wouldn't have stopped slavery. He even said so. But the North was losing bad because they had manufacturing and building up jobs and everything, but the South had slaves that they didn't have to pay anything, just beat. And that's what caused the ending of slavery. So with that being said, I'm going to go back a few years ago. When a lot of people might not have realized anything or what have you, I'm going to go to Donna Walker Brown, who founded the Inner City Republican Movement, and I co-founded it. Why? Because a lot of people who I was marching against were some of the ones who were doing us in. Like, it was a lot of the Democratic Party in Cleveland who pushed the red light, speed light cameras trap. Even the ones who are mayor and council people in East Cleveland still trying to trap their own citizens with that. Now, Donna was the Black on Black Crime Incorporated first female field general, fighting Cleveland Clinic to keep the Huron Road Hospital open. And we now have a level one trauma center in University. And we received honors from the city of Cleveland, Kevin Conwell, among a few others. And I'm very thankful for that, because at least we can keep from dying. Marching on McGinty, who's a registered Democrat, the East Cleveland dump. Loomis, standing against him and disrupting the consent decree meetings from the freezing cold to the heat. That's what I know to a degree, what some of the conservative values are supposed to be against, such as outrageous tax hikes for a city, or school tax hikes, levies for millionaires and billionaire stadium owners. That's one thing that I don't like personally. But one thing I'd never do, I would never disown or talk down to my brother or sister because they're either Democratic or liberal or Tea Party or Green Party or Libertarian. And getting others involved in a cause like that, that's an ignorant game to me that the ones in power want us to play, especially melanated people of color. Any official documentation that does come through from the Inner City Republican Movement or Trump headquarters would probably read and give the office number, since there's an office manager and there's also a coordinator. Doesn't have me on there because for a few interesting things that happened on a couple of dates, I wasn't there. And people might say, well, why do you, you know, show here and there, but why are you not all into Trump? You know, as a president of an organization that is 501c3, I don't get involved in politics. But as a talk show program, as Al Porter, Man in the Streets, I would like to just put it out there that right now, if you want to know who I'm voting for, I'm voting for ABT, anybody but Trump. I hate to say it, but anybody that is going against part of the core values that I look at on the conservative side, dogging women, not living by scriptures, foul mouth, ignorant, he who is a fool and knows he is, and knows not that he is a fool, he was a fool and knows not that he is a fool, you should shun him. And I think people like Urban Survival, 1008 Vision, Major Tab, Star Bright, DJ Dollar Rock, and others who helped Donna Walker Brown when she was running for office years ago. But one thing I know, that we need to have strong minds in each and every party out there to get ourselves together. And if you don't have that, something's wrong with you somewhere. I'm going to take the time to go to 216-860 before I go to 216-209. How you doing out there, 216-860?
Hey, how you doing, Al?
I know that voice.
Yeah, it's Mr. Milligram. Hey,
man, are you done celebrating yet?
Man, I'm working. I'm doing music, so you know me. I'm doing what I do. I just came from the house, you know. But I'm home now. And what I was about to say is, this Saturday, Cassandra McDonald, which is going up for a state representative, District 8, will be having a get-together, a party. It's going to be a hip-hop fashion show as well. It's going to be a 2190. It's going to be room 2190, excuse me, at the Euclid in London, Chandler Building, where all the radio stations be at, on floor number 2. And like I said, it's room 2190. And it's going to be nice. You know, everybody is celebrating it. It's in honor of Cassandra McDonald. She's doing so well in the community and fighting for the right things. And we believe in her. Let's go get them. You, Hip Hop Workshop people, everybody believe in her. So I was inviting everybody. Donations, no tickets. It's just more, you know, just by donations. You can come on in and you're going to have food. It's going to be a party. And that's Saturday,
it's gonna be the party,
October
yo.
22nd. It's going to be Saturday, October 22nd, inside the Chandler Building once again from 7 p.m. to 12. So come on and enjoy
what?
Yourself. Have some fun. Yeah, we got it going on. Also sponsored by sponsored by Squirt of Urban City Radio Station as well, and Why Not Entertainment,
what?
As well as Go Get Them Entertainment, as well as London West. So y'all come on and have fun, enjoy yourself. And that being said, I had a good time doing a video shoot with Eric Wilson and Suave Gotti this Saturday, and I was on the radio with Goldie Montana and We Up Radio with my team, Go Get Them. And you know, I've been busy all weekend, but I've still been elevating the game like I always do. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what I do. You know, is teach and educate. Y'all going to feel the CD when it come out. Trust me. I'm not going to say nothing else about it. It's just going to feel this new CD coming up. No, and CCR2 is
that.
An amazing, talented, full of talented artists, knowledge people that's trying to get the word out here, man. It's trying to stop this violence. And the only way to do that is to bring it into education levels in hip-hop, because hip-hop is the influential music right now.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
What I need to say. It needs to be said, and it needs to be done. Big up to the whole BHS family, Black House Sound in the building. Big up to Go Get Them Entertainment.
Sir.
Big up to my man Al Porter and the Hip Hop Workshop and the Black on Black Crime and the BMA and whoever else. Big up to Mike Carter II. You know, I always
right.
give a holler to my dude. And let's make this happen, man. We about to do this. We about to make moves, man. I will be there Friday as well, performing Thank You, Jesus, because I'm part of Black House, too. But all right, everybody
That's
have
right.
a blessed day, and enjoy yourselves. Live life, love life, and remember to educate, motivate, elevate. All right, peace.
Peace. Man, if you hold the line, I think you'll like what we're about to get into. Before I go to 216-209, if you give me just a moment, man, why you go and start stuff, man, Mr. Milligram? You know, about 3 weeks ago, there was a march because of the Noble Road toxic land dump that was going on at East Cleveland, with the water, land, and air being poisoned, which was a health hazard to our children, seniors being sick. The very health of everyone living in East Cleveland was threatened. Neighborhood, schools, churches, businesses, all at risk. And like they say, only in East Cleveland, a 95% city, with the ARCO company and George Michael Riley Sr. do this. They don't care about EC. They don't care about us at all. And, you know, I want to definitely give a shout-out to all those that were involved with that. I do want to at least say that with the roll call, because you got to start off with the roll call and do it the correct way, and say you had Motorcycles, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Mr. Billy Grant, Carl Stokes Brigade, Stop Target in Ohio, Poor, Band of Red, Light Speed Light Cameras, Melanated Media News, OPN, Train, but not one sorry-ass East Cleveland council person, worthless scum, none of them showed up. Not a one of them, but they voted for it. Now, we'll give credit where credit is due. Candidate Pinckney was there. State Representative candidate Cassandra McDonald was there. Beverly Goldstein, candidate for Congress, going up against Marsha Fudge. And in the freaking rain, and not one East Cleveland council person made it out. Now, Mayor Norton made it out to join with police to try to stop the march and impede it and undermine it. And it's very interesting because the police in EC knew we took the street to McGinney's house, police brutality. But what made East Cleveland so special that they gave the Black Man Army bus a ticket? And I tell you what, when you see the creator at work, the ticket was rescinded within like maybe the past week. That was a beautiful thing. But wait a second. East Cleveland cops put us on the sidewalk saying we might get hurt. Now, candidate Cassandra McDonald was telling the police that they were breaking constitutional law when Mayor Norton, mad that she worked on his past recall efforts, got mad, and Mayor Punk-Ass Norton called her out of her name. And Cassandra McDonald gave it back to him, and then some, boy, did she give it back to him. And that worthless scum ran like a trick. Now, if an East Cleveland council person can't come out in the rain, they got to go. Now, it was nice the Black Man's Army brought water, and it was beautiful. Now, a man in the street was using the bullhorn, myself, to say the dump has to go. When some old, bald, snaggletooth redneck pulled up alongside me and said the bullhorn got to go, I ignored the punk, but I just got much louder. Now, Brother Art, and others told him off, and the punk left. Now, I'm on the sidewalk, loud, clean, free speech, so I know my rights. Come to find out, Grandpa Bigot is the East Cleveland Chief of Police. So, the white East Cleveland Police Chief and white East Cleveland Sergeant are telling us to harass us, but none of them will go harass ARCO Company about their toxic dump. I will thank candidate Pinckney, who went to the EPA. She went to the EPA and got a whole lot of extra information as needed to help the residents fight back. And I thank the people of all colors who helped me and the citizens of East Cleveland. But I want to take the time and say that I got into all of that to follow up with one thing. And the follow-up thing is, when it comes to state rep, I'm looking at District 8, Cassandra McDonald, who has been there as an activist, and I've got another story to add in just a little while. It looks like I know what my show might be saying, or the staff of my show might be saying when it comes to endorsements. I'm going to go because this person has waited on the phone line for so long, and I apologize for doing that. I'm going to 216-209 because I do have a big mouth. I talk too much. How you doing out there, 216-209?
I'm good, brother. This is John from Black Otis.
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff going on, man. First and foremost, I want to shout out to Nada because they dropped their video, End of the Road, and I'm quite sure I sent you the rough drafts and everything of it ahead of time.
Yes, you did.
So you get a taste of it. And it's doing real good right now. I hadn't checked the numbers in a few hours, but, man, when it took off, it was almost at 100 views. It may be like earlier this morning when it took off, so I'm in shock just looking at how well everything's progressing with them. And you know,
yes,
that
sir.
Just shows how a lot about the program that we run and how well it is for independent artists and underground artists, because it's taken off and those young men capitalized on everything that we gave them and put right in front of them.
That's right.
Oh, man. It's a lot going on. Like I said, we're still working to trying to get the sponsorship with Coca-Cola for the next show. Even if we don't get it, like I said, the show will go on. We will host another mixtape that is closing in on 10,000 views. Man, we got a lot of stuff going on. So I just want to say shout out to everybody who support us, support the Black Odyssey movement. Shout out to Blackout Sounds. I see them doing their thing. We will be sending you another track too, so we can get some radio play on that. That'll be Kingpin Fantasies. I know we had that going around at least for a couple months on SoundCloud, so we're going to send that over so we can get some radio play with that, because I think the time is ready for what the world needs to be heard about this, because a lot of people, even though we have issues and some people are taking note of the issues that we have going on, some people are turning a blind eye of what's really going on. And, you know, some kids believe that you can make a career selling drugs. Some kids believe that that is the way to be glorified, by selling drugs. That is not right, you know. We grew up, where that was a bad thing, and you need to stay away from that. So, and
right.
I'll say all that because that's presenting the next song that we are going to send to you guys. So be on the lookout within the next couple of weeks for that. Man, like I said, I had a lot going on. So just be on the lookout for that. And I don't want to give too much too soon, because there's a lot of surprises we got coming up soon too. So I'm shooting videos left and right for all those people that's been in line. And I just want to say shout out to Honesty Blade, because he will have one coming soon too. So.
Okay.
Anybody that need to catch up with the Black Odyssey movement, you can start by Googling BLAQODESSY. You can use that for Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Google+.
Thank you so much. Please feel free to hold a line, because I think I have a couple of things you might like.
I sure will.
No problem. I thank Brother John from Black Odyssey for calling in. And I'm going to do this, only take about 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes, as I let people know that the Black Man Army meets on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Follow 7:15 p.m. Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting follows it at 7:15 at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe. between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue, that's a 44110 area code. And then I want to just pull out real quick a 16-foot step ladder for about maybe a minute and a half to let you know that a couple of Tuesdays ago, you remember one of Donald Trump's supporters, New York former mayor Rudy Giuliani, came to Cleveland to thank Cleveland Police Patrolman Association and Steve Loomis, the union head, for backing the Don's candidacy. You do know that the president, the presidential candidate, backed stop and frisk that a New York federal judge called unconstitutional for targeting minorities. That didn't sit too well, as they were picketed and protested against by Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Simply United Together, Voice It Radio's Larry H. Gardner, Serge Cassandra McDonald, who, yep, definitely running for state rep District 8. But hold on. Maybe, even though she's running as a Republican, she had foresight, because she didn't back Trump months ago because of his mouth, and she took some verbal abuse from local conservatives because of that. Now, wait a second. I'm on the right side myself, but I believe in choice. And could it be that, in all fairness, Cassandra McDonald, State Rep District 8, may have been proven right when over the, well, we'll say maybe 2 weeks ago, you know, a 2005 tape was released where Donald Trump spoke about hitting on a married woman, being able to walk up to women, grab them by their, anyway, and groping and kissing them without permission and aggressively grabbing them to do what he wanted. Anybody here like the word rape thrown in the midst of all of that? It was definitely alluded to. And before you holler that that happened way back in 2005, 11 years ago, I give you that. But anybody remember Bill Cosby? Quaaludes Gate? Didn't that happen in like the 80s, 70s? And this black butts in court. Ray Rice, I'm not saying he's right. Baltimore player, he hit his girl, fiance, wife, fired. Well, even though they appeared and said they were happy now and all of that, now, Billy Bush, who has worked with NBC's Today Show, they're trying to figure out how to let him go from the news department. And all he did was laugh like a grinning hyena. They laughed in agreement with Trump, but he's about to lose out on everything. And then on top of it, this time Republicans, conservatives, we're angry and speaking up, including Ohio Senator Rob Portman, no Trump support from former Cali Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger not voting for Trump, John McCain, an Arizona senator. Ohio Governor Kasich, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski, Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, Governor Dennis Daugherty, Carly Fiorina, Condoleezza Rice, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, Governor George Pataki, and there are some just begging for him to step aside and let Governor Pence try. Damn, it kind of lets me know that maybe, just maybe, Al Porter man in the streets can make a strong enough case and say that our show definitely does give support to candidate Cassandra McDonald, because at least, if nothing else, she's for the people, not just the party, and that's greatly appreciated. As a matter of fact, I'm dedicating this one track out to her, because just like Black House Sound, she took the attitude of I ain't listening, and she decided to go out there and at least do things her way. But you might want to listen to the message in this track.
We are, have you ever just paused for a moment? You feel like your life is out numbers, you know what I'm saying? Like your life, you know? Education is helping you do all the right things, you be right to everybody. And it just seems like you keep getting bad luck. Now, some people might say that if you was doing the right things, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people? And then they came and took it. Well, however it goes, it's still even conscious rap. You know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Reflect
never put their weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey, we return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this R&D? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Harriet Tubman through the winter. Yeah. We talk against each other, close set up. Hold the shackles in the chain, never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the work is due. You believe everything on the news. Just the logo of brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you.
No
matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
before I go to that 216-820, and then I see that 860, the 216-860 dial back, I just want to take at least maybe 2 minutes to let people know that if you choose, you can catch the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's on 1490 AM, WERE, www.newstalkcleveland.com. Dang, maybe this coming Sunday I'll debut something called I Walk Like a Man. Anyway, I want to take maybe 1 minute to say that I'm just pulling out a 6-foot step ladder for this soapbox. Shouldn't take more than a minute and some seconds, because the past Saturday morning I received a phone call from Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper. Now, this Saturday will be a day of remembrance, memorial to the 11 women who were murdered on East 123rd Imperial Avenue, starting at 5 p.m. For those who might care to, you can catch, like, I know the number 8 bus passes by 116th and Imperial. The 48 goes by the other end of Imperial. That's a longer walk. But anyway, it'll be this coming Saturday starting at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. But, you know, for 6 whole years, the city did nothing to help build a memorial. Nothing at all. So Kimberly F. Brown got a few of us together 8 weeks ago. You may have remembered myself talking about that. To clean it up, the murder site, the family finally allowed it. And that's a blessing, especially to Ms. Bray. We're glad the elder statesman, she said, fine. Now, Sister Kim has maintained it for the past 8 weeks. Now, I called names a few weeks ago of people who collected money for this with nothing to show, so I won't do it twice. Now, you can check out the info. You know, there's 20,000 copies of the Brown Report newspaper that just dropped today. But last Saturday, 1 week before this coming day of remembrance, this upcoming, Ken Johnson, Councilman of Ward 4, Zion Hills, Jimmy Gates, correct title, I apologize, Pastor Jimmy Gates of Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church on about 112th and Kinsman. John Hopkins, also of the Buckeye Shaker Development Center, signed off on contracting company to come and tear down the memorial because they plan on doing something around the 29th, 2 weeks, or at least a week after we plan on doing it. Yeah, it's very interesting to see a white contractor come through. But when Sister Kim, also Ward 4 council candidate Gail Sparks, Brother DC, big brother, and I hit the scene together, well, I felt sorry for the people who had to run. But all I can say is bye-bye, see you later. That's one thing that happened. I'm going to go back to the phone line and see what's going on with 216-820. How you feeling out there?
All right, all right. This is Endo Dub Zach from Blackout Sound. You know, I was just letting you know, I was just hearing that slamming track by the new joint by Blackout Sound, especially the which was performed by the founder, Joe Legacy. But like I said to the world, you know, that's just a little taste of what you're going to be expecting when you cop the CD. You know what I mean? So everybody just be on the lookout, because as you know, CCR2 is like at the pinnacle of being released now.
Right.
So everyone, just be on the lookout for that. And don't forget to check out the video, Walk Like a Man, by my man Sheriff Kilroy, as well as the other videos that are also available for CCR2, songs like Pressure and Thank You Jesus as well. So again, CCR2 has officially reached the pinnacle. It's only a matter of time now. So everyone, just be on the lookout and support Cleveland music. And Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music.
Yes, sir. Definitely hold a line. We appreciate that, Endo Dub Sack.
Yes, indeed.
You know, well, I mean, since I saw, what were you saying, brother?
Oh, yeah. I was just letting it be known that, you know, and I also want to give a shout out to Mr. Milligrand as well as Emacs the Image for that wonderful interview with Black House Sounds, as well as Sheriff Kilroy, you know, to give the viewers a blast of the past, to the history of Black House Sound, and so forth, and what translated to what we're doing right now. So like I say again, you know what I'm saying, CCR2 available, you know what I'm saying, right around the corner. And when I say right around the corner, I'm talking about within the next few days or next week or so. So everyone just be on the lookout, and hey, you know what I'm saying, expect the unexpected, because we got a lot of surprises for you when it comes CCR2. You know what I'm saying? So once again, it's Endo Dub Sack, Black House Sound, showing love to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. You know, shouts out to Emax for Hood Tunes Radio and Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music as always. One love.
One love. Man, that I can appreciate that right there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give about another minute since I see somebody who may have dialed back in to say something. 216-860, what you want to say?
Hey, what's up, man? This Milligram again. I'd like to give a birthday. Also, rest in heaven goes out to Larry Marcus, finally known as Dingo from the Rude Boys. They had a thing for him that was, I think, Saturday. Oh, no, it was Sunday.
Yeah.
But I could get probably known as Dingo. And like I said, happy birthday, cuz. Love you, sister, cousin. That's what I call her because me and her are so close. But, yeah, that's basically all I wanted to say.
Hey, I'm glad you did do that. Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can say one thing about this show. I feel like I'm around family, and that's an important thing. And before I do anything else, I want to just give me about a minute and a half to 2 minutes as I step up on this 18-foot step ladder for this soapbox. And it'll make a lot of sense when I get there, because the past Thursday, the Black Shield spoke out against Cleveland Police Patrolman Association and Steve Loomis, the union head, for endorsing presidential candidate Donald J. Trump. Some others in attendance besides Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Carl Stokes Brigade, Tina Hobson of I Am a Superwoman Radio, who interviewed myself, and who else? Mr. Milligrand of Black House Sound and Go Get 'Em Inc. And she also interviewed Moore, Sam of Millinated Media News, the NAACP, Tanisha Glass, D.C., as almost 100-plus people came out to show support, including Councilman Zach Reed, Serge, and Lynn Hampton. Lynn Hampton, the head of the Black Shield, felt it was upsetting to have the CPPA endorse a candidate who made disparaging comments to women. When, as he put it, you have police women who are working and still fighting for respect. And he felt we have a duty and moral obligation to call on the CPPA to rescind their Donald Trump endorsement. Now, Khalid Samad spoke and said it wasn't the Frankenstein monster that was evil, but Dr. Frankenstein who was evil. Interesting. And Councilman Zach Reed said that Steve Loomis sitting on a police commission poisons it when people come in there with legitimate concerns come in and see Steve Loomis, who argues there are no problems. So today, earlier today at 6:30 p.m. on the steps of City Hall, many people gathered and had letters. They gave them to Councilman Zach Reed at the 7 p.m. City Council meeting to give to Department of Justice Federal Judge Simon Oliver to yank Steve Loomis off the police commission, plus a letter to Mayor Frank Jackson to do the same thing. P.S., Steve Loomis, the IR union head, is under investigation by the Police Internal Affairs Unit for wearing his dress uniform to a Donald Trump rally in Akron. The integrity branch is looking at this. Now, Loomis' defense is, he was invited by friends, not the Trump campaign, and took his personal car, was off duty as the head of the CPPA. He further stated that we all wore our uniforms at the RNC every day, took videos and pictures with Mr. Trump, Republican politicians, supporters, both on and off duty, and the men and women of the CPD represented Cleveland in grand fashion, end quote. Yes, Loomis got to go. Candidate Pinckney was there, but I think the reason she got so upset and loud, as she told me at the CD listening party, was that she's scared that nothing's going to be done with the political pastors who were there. But maybe, just maybe, the political pastors might stand up just like the Black Shield did. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the time, since I can, throw on something that's only a couple of minutes long. Keep praying, Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways, pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah,
said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, 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 and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
And as we, I need to let people know that this coming Thursday, 4:30 p.m., Democratic Ward Club meeting at the East Cleveland, Ohio. It's at the East Cleveland Public Library, dealing with elections. What's up coming? 44112 is the area code. It's been so real that by next week, I think it's going to surprise a lot of people, because we're going to talk about the different murder charges that you can get in our state, as well as even nationwide. We're not only going to have to deal with that, but we get a chance to deal with finally what the bleep did happen to hip hop. Can it be changed? What's been talked about? What are some of the plans that are upcoming? And you know, I'm looking at something. Before I even go to do anything else, I just want to thank everybody who listened. People know about that Art McCoy radio show, which is on Sundays, 5 p.m. We talked about that. But Tomahawk Radio is on Mondays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, also on WERE 1490 AM. And I also want to just say that I thank the people who always call in and listen. It is my honor to end the show with this next particular track. This one, CCR2 premiere on my show. Got a chance for folks to hear it last night. I thank Emax the Image, but it's a world premiere on tonight's show, and we're going to throw it down for all the ones who came in.
Look to your future, in your eyes, blood, blood, blood. It's like what you still die. Fight, but you still die. You can fight, but you still die.
never become a target. It's them goons outside, and you know they trying to start. You get robbed in the daylight and murdered in the dark. And after they done with you, they stash your body in a resort. You call it pro package. But when the medics showed up, your body was full of maggots. And the bad part about it, they found you 2 weeks after. Your mama couldn't take it cause she knew you was out there trapping. God, please bless the people. He got money in them guns, so you can't tell them about the people. Watch SWAT on standby with the barrel to your people. 24 hours going in, they about to snipe you through the window. And you think it's all a game, you on Facebook, on your Kindle. Helicopters in the sky, you made the news to go to info. Now you're looking in the mirror, wanna give up, but it ain't that simple. You gon' face jail time for killing that goon 2 weeks ago. You can fight, but you still die. Nothing in life is reasonable. What?
Look at the mirror in your eyes. You can fight, but you still die. You can fight, but you still die.
What?
You can fight, but you still die.
It's all about taking chances and sacrifices. Sometimes the journeys you take might leave you in a crisis. When your mind tried to tell you, oh yeah, let me try this. You on the verge of going down the dead and broke off priceless. You wanna try premeditation as well as gang affiliation. Had to have your body laying up in the ditch, steady state. Whenever I come around, you already know what you're thinking on how to set me up. Forgetful access to my bank. So why you wanna hold a grudge when it's all up in the past? But you was the one who tried to rob somebody's goods from their stash. When you tried to get away, you knew that jail was too late. You got that bad body heat from that bullet penetrate. With the bell collision course, tell me who gon' carry the torch. With your last receiving vision, a congregation is life support. If you get a second chance, stay away from the event. We're getting lost up in the sand, gon' be your next life expand. Man.
Up under my left eye, was it an outlaw? You can't kill my pride. Now if you owe me, pay me, never play me. See, I'm trying to kill death, but death is slowly killing me. Slip, slap, good clap, you run your mouth a little too much. But still, I got your life in the clutch of my hand, it's a final touch. And back of my mind, steady be missing the ill and buck, you're feeling lyrical, killing what a feeling. One in a million cats be feeling, ooh, what a rush. Oh, what a feeling, a journey be rushing. You can't fight, but you still die. No lie, not rock or buy. Increases the pain, level the drama, pulling the trigger, kick that stuff, retaliation is a must. You can fight, but you still die. What goes around comes around, palm around.
Breath from every which way. People say they love me, I feel the lies. Just because I live right, well, I'm despised. The folks that I help, they want to kill me. I feel them plotting, I ain't crazy. Who's this calling early in the morning? Sounds like a setup, that word is warning. They kill Pop Pop, then they kill Biggie, X and King, so I know they'll kill me. Will it be the cops? Someone jealous right between my eyes. Booyah! I fought, but yet I still died hard. The Grim Reaper, I just pulled his calling card. I could say more, but it's cold in here. Red dot on my forehead, I'm out of here. Oh!
Stay safe. And peace.